Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. So if this is your first time of joining us and wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, the Lord gets to speak to us every single morning. If you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to please share this link. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says mighty in battle. Mighty in battle. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 1. All hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 15 to chapter 16. 1 Samuel from chapter 15 to chapter 16. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 24, verse 8. Psalm 24, verse 8, which says, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Today is the 26th day in the month of March 2025. Now, Bible reading for today is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, from verse 1 to 30. 2 Chronicles from chapter 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1 to verse 30. From verse 1 it reads, after this the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Meunites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming after you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Ezizon, Tamar. That is En-Gedi. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard and said, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over the kingdoms of the nation. You rule over all kingdoms of the nation. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in the presence before the temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. But now here are men from Hammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. All the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, and the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, and descendant of Asa. As he stood in the assembly, he said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jericho. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions and stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out and face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." Jehoshaphat bowed down his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Then some Levites and Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. And they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambush against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and Moabites rose up against the men of Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place, they overlooked the desert and looked towards the vast army. They saw only dead bodies lying in the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, where they praised the Lord. This is why it is called the Valley of Beraka to this day. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord has given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lyre and trumpets. The fear of God came on all the surrounding kingdoms when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel, and the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, in Psalm 24 from verse 7 to 10, God is described as the King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, and the Lord of hosts. In Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible says that he sent his word to deliver the Israelites from their troubles. It doesn't matter how big the opposition you are facing is. The one who is mighty in battle will give you a great victory. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. In John 8, verse 32, he said that you shall know the truth and it will make you free. You are facing an enemy that appears to be greater than you. My advice is that you surrender your life completely to Jesus now. Once it makes you free, you are free indeed, and no one can oppress you again. In Luke chapter 11 from verse 21 to 22, he said that the only way anyone can steal the goods of a strong man is if he or she is stronger. Since there is no one stronger than God, once you are surrendered to him and have become his child, no one can take you away from him. This is why Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 29, "My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." In today's Bible reading, when Jehoshaphat was attacked on every side by the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the inhabitants of Mount Seir, he called on one who is mighty in battle. The instruction he received was, "Just praise me," and he obeyed. He and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem and Judah fell before the mighty man in battle in worship. No one escaped after the mighty man in battle set Jehoshaphat's enemy against one another. All Jehoshaphat and his men had to do was gather abundant spoils because the Lord made them rejoice over their enemies. I decree today that any gang or group that comes to attack you will help to utterly destroy one another in the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty one in battle will set your enemies against themselves in Jesus' name. In the name above every other name, none of your enemies will escape the sword of the mighty one in battle. Beloved, surrender totally to Jesus today. If you are yet to do so, he is the Almighty and he never loses a war. When you surrender, he gives you room to fight. You give him room to fight your battles for you, just as he fought for Jehoshaphat and gave him victory. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, "Mighty one in battle, I surrender to you today. Please fight all my battles for me in Jesus' name." Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour where you see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye.